Sonntag. Bitte Sonntag, bitte Sonntag. Bitte Sonntag, bitte Sonntag.
On Power FM. Turn up your radio.
Turn up your radio.
Good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Irish government reaffirmed its commitment to fund social protection programs in Zambia. Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has expressed disappointment over the decision by the UPND lawmakers to reject the establishment of a Women and Youth Empowerment Department at CEC. Top policeman shakes South Africa with explosive allegations about his past. That's in international news. And finally, in sports news, Copa Queens will regroup and keep building after quarterfinal exit. Hot play.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has expressed concern over the recent decision by the United Party for National Development Members of Parliament to reject a motion to establish a Women and Youth Empowerment Department at the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEC. According to AIPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma, the motion was a progressive step towards promoting President Hakainde Hichilema's vision for empowering youth and women in Zambia. Mr. Ngoma states that the decision to shut down the motion raises questions about the commitment of some UPND MPs to the President's vision. He has appealed to President Hichilema to consider making changes to the ruling party whips in the House, suggesting that they may not share the same vision as the President. Mr. Ngoma emphasizes that the MPs have a duty to serve that people who elected them, not just their party, and that shooting down good motions undermines the trust and confidence of the Zambian people if they are elected leaders.
We are deeply concerned by the recent decision of the ruling United Party for National Development Members of Parliament to shoot down a motion to set up a Women and Youth Empowerment Department and the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission. This motion was a progressive step towards promoting the President's vision for empowering youth and women in Zambia. IPAC believes that the establishment of a Women and Youth Empowerment Department at CEC could have been a significant step towards addressing the challenges faced by women and youth in accessing economic opportunities. The decision to shoot down this motion raises questions about the commitment of some UPND members of parliament to the President's vision for youth and women empowerment. We wish to appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to consider making changes to the ruling party whips in the House, as it appears that they may not share the same vision or do not understand their role why they are the whips in the Zambian parliament. We would like to urge President Hichilema to take decisive action to ensure that his vision for empowering women and youth is implemented to promote economic empowerment for women and youth in Zambia.
The Irish government has reiterated its commitment to continue with the co-financing of social protection programs with the Zambian government in a bid to alleviate poverty and vulnerability. Irish Minister of State Mr. Neil Richmond, TD from the Republic of Ireland, affirmed his government's commitment during his interaction with beneficiaries of the Supporting Women Livelihood and Social Cash Transfer programs in Chongwe District. Mr. Richmond expressed satisfaction with the implementation of the Girls' Education and Women's Empowerment and Livelihoods project in Zambia, a social protection program aimed at enhancing sustainable livelihoods and promoting human capital among the poor and vulnerable in society. The minister said he was happy with the positive impact of the project on the lives of the beneficiaries of both social cash transfers and Supporting Women Livelihood, who have used the social safety net and the empowerment fund to improve their livelihood and embark on small businesses.
I was delighted to see so many variety of business ideas, such initiatives, but also to hear the very personal stories and how you've been able to benefit. Ireland and Zambia have had really close relationships back to the days of our missionaries, our nuns and our priests, to our development cooperation that started in 1980. And we very much see this dual project to be a continuation of that work. And that's why I'm delighted to confirm and announce that we will continue to support this project going forward.
Meanwhile, Community Development and Social Services Permanent Secretary Angela Kawandami, who accompanied the Irish Minister, commended that the Irish government for the continued partnership with the Zambian government and applauded the support from the Irish people towards social protection programming in Zambia.
I'm meeting the beneficiaries of all the work that you're doing in Zambia. I think Ireland is one of the very good friends that we have as a country, and it's not just actually even about the development aid. It's about all the work that you've been doing for so many years and the impact on so many lives.
Government through the Ministry of Agriculture yesterday denied reports suggesting that it has signed a memorandum of understanding with neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, aimed at maize exports. Meanwhile, the government acknowledged that it has received inquiries about maize exports, that is from the DRC and other neighboring countries. This clarification follows a statement issued by the Food Reserve Agency on Thursday, claiming that it had signed an agreement with the DRC to export 1 million metric tons of maize. To the contrary, Acting Agriculture Minister Peter Kapala yesterday said no formal agreement has been signed yet between the two countries, adding that the negotiations are ongoing regarding the possibility of exporting maize or millet, not only to the DRC but also to other neighboring countries. Engineer Kapala said that the government may consider exporting maize in the form of millet and other value-added products only after the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, meets the required tonnage of strategic reserves. The minister further disclosed that the Zambia produced 3.65 metric tons of maize during the 2024 to 2025 agricultural season, adding that the country has a carryover stock of 384,999 metric tons, bringing the total available maize to over 4 million metric tons. Meanwhile, a renowned climate smart agriculture expert, Oliver Kandela Wulaya, says contradictory statements from the FRA and the Ministry of Agriculture to maize requires careful deliberation and consensus among the relevant authorities to ensure a decisive action. Dr. Wulaya therefore urges governments to exercise caution to avoid transitioning from a position of potential exportation to one of importation. He adds that the economic implications of such a shift could be detrimental to farmers and the agricultural economy as a whole.
However, such engagements must not be based on assumptions or projections of the 3.6 million or over the maize that we intend or the farmers have produced, especially when the Food Reserve Agency hasn't yet even fulfilled its purchase obligation with local farmers. We must exercise caution to avoid transitioning from a position of potential exportation to one of importation. The economic implications of such a shift could be detrimental and undermining our farmers and the agricultural economy as a whole. To our smallholder farmers, we urge you to embrace irrigation practices rooted in climate smart agriculture.
In international news, a highly respected police officer has shaken South Africa's government and won the admiration of many ordinary people with his explosive allegations that organized crime groups have penetrated the upper echelons of President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration. General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi did it in a dramatic style, dressed in military-like uniform and surrounded by masked weapons. He called a press conference to accuse Police Minister Senzo Mchunu of having ties to criminal gangs. He also said his boss had closed down an elite unit investigating political murders after it uncovered a drug cartel with tentacles in the business sector, prison department and prosecution service, as well as the judiciary. One of the most notorious cases was that of South Africa's longest-serving police chief, Jackie